The Wichita Jazz Festival kicks off Sunday with a screening of the new documentary, The Jazz Loft, according to W. Eugene Smith, which looks at the efforts of the Wichita-born photojournalist W. Eugene Smith to chronicle the events and musicians at the Jazz Loft in New York City in the 1950s and 60s. Smith took thousands of hours of audio recordings and tens of thousands of photos of artists during the bebop era, including names as big as Thelonious Monk. And this is the first movie to use this massive archive. The Jazz Loft is presented along with the Tallgrass Film Association and will play Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Wichita Art Museum. Next week, from the 15th through the 19th, Fish House and Harvester Arts will be celebrating the first winner of their Neighborhood Superstar Award, local hyper-independent filmmaker R.G. Miller, who was profiled in a documentary at last year's Tallgrass Film Festival called Double Digits. They'll team up with Tallgrass to show that documentary at Fish House on the evening of the 15th, and then the next day, the 16th, they'll have a marathon of Miller's own films beginning at 11 o'clock, also at the Fish House, followed by a filmmaker workshop with Miller himself at Harvester Arts on the evening of Tuesday the 19th. And finally, the Orpheum Theater is showing a 25th anniversary screening of Ridley Scott's massively successful Thelma and Louise, which won an Oscar for its screenplay and nominations for both its leads, Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis, along with a director nomination for Scott. Thelma and Louise will play at 7 o'clock on the night of Thursday the 21st at the Orpheum. And, of course, we'll have more info and showtimes for all of these movies and events on the Indie Films page at KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.